So welcome, everybody. This is the Monday night UK Mixed Addictions meeting. And tonight we have Doni, who will speak on the topic of fear from the fourth step inventory. Take it away, Doni.
Oh, afternoon, evening, morning, wherever you are in the world, I'm Doni. I'm a grateful recovered alcoholic addict. I'm also being recovered in CODA and being an alcoholic addict. I'm a definite by nature chaos creator, controller, fixer, that kind of thing. So thank you, Big Book Awakening, that we have a process that can lay down and help us recover in lots of areas of our life. On fear. Ooh-wee. So in just a second, God, just set aside anything I think I know, anything. Set me aside, God, just come in and speak on this fear, because you know I'm scared right now. Thank you, God, for being with me in the fear. Amen. Thank you for letting me have a minute with God. In our book, I love it, on 65, where it talks about, you know, where is the word fear bracketed at? Every single, do you notice where it is? By self-esteem. Self-esteem. And that's where a lot of my fear comes from. Oh my gosh, what are you going to think of me? What other people think of me? That, thank you for our CODA program. And thank you for ACA right now. Because these two things, my knee-jerk reaction to anything is, I don't know. And I just freeze for a moment. That, I'm told, is a moment where God is there. And I get a pause. And actually, it's a pause, because I go, oh, I'm scared. You know, stop. That's the pause. And that's when I get to say, okay, what is this? Because what does the book tell me? There's 100 forms of fear. And then my sponsor the other day lays this on me. And she goes, in between each of those 100 forms are probably about 600 different kinds of flavors of fear. I am fear, fear, fear of everything. Thank you for the fear grid. I was working with somebody last night, and in the middle of one of her inventory sheets, and we get to the fear thing, and she gets stuck on this one fear, and I'm like, wait, okay. So this thing happened. Okay, that's where we are right now. It's happening. What are you scared of? And then she goes to the, and we run it down to, guess what? She had a fear of dying, a fear there is no heaven. And then it turns into, there is no God. And I have to do everything. And I already look at my life and I can't do anything. So self-will fails me on every single fear. Every one of them. So it says, and like I said, I love where it says, notice on 67, notice where the word fear is bracketed alongside the difficulties. Self-esteem. Oh my gosh. Every time I get there, every single time I get there, it has to do, usually it falls right into self-esteem. And then it'll fall into pride. So what does fear look like in Doni when it happens? Immediately, it usually looks like anger. Whatever it is, stop whatever you're doing, and it looks like anger. And then I get to pause, and I realize it's fear. And then step 10, thank you for step 10 and the way we do step 10 in this process. Because then I get to go, hey, yeah, I'm having fear. Please take the fear. And then I get to talk to somebody about it. And in that process of talking to somebody about it, something happens physically in my body. My anxiety level lowers. I just feel, what do we say in program? A burden shared is half the load. It's half the burden, right? But in that process, that little thing about talking to somebody immediately, there's really something physical in that for me. And my anxiety level drops, and I don't feel fear. And I'm able to pause then. I'm able to actually turn my thoughts. And it doesn't say do something. It says turn my thoughts. What am I thinking right then? Think of somebody else, because usually I'm thinking of me because I'm in fear and something's going to happen to me. And it's tragic. It's terrible. Ah, and it really isn't. And at the end of the fear grid, This is what I absolutely love, this thought process on fear. Fear plus my faith equals courage to walk through the fear and get to the other side of it. Because what on the other side of it is either what I desire, I want, or I need. But the fear blocks me. And usually it paralyzes me in the moment. I don't know what to do. Don't know where to turn. Again, I'm at a turning point, right? So it usually looks like anger. And then it turns into one of two things. I'm going to do something to you to get you away from me, or I'm going to run like heck. That's where I do the hummingbird. I talk about the hummingbird a lot. The hummingbird's not supposed to fly. You know, its wings not supposed to lift their body. I'm not supposed to be a spiritual being. I'm void. So I get to be a hummingbird, and I get to fly towards the light and the love. And then all of a sudden, something's getting, I can just pause. And the hummingbird's the only one that can stop in flight and go, whoa, what is it? And then it can make a decision. Yeah, it's still good. Go towards the good. Or, hey, it's not good. And it can fly backwards. Fly backwards. It is magical bird. And it's for me, every time I see it, I think about step 11. But it also tells me on 67 that the short word fear touches everything in my life. Everything. It's an evil and corroding thread. The fabric. I love it. The evil and corroding. I'm a seamstress. And when I get a piece of cloth and it's got, they call it a flaw. You can buy it. You can buy it cheap if they got a little flaw in it. And I'll take it on work and on my own. I'm trying to work that. I can't get out of my fear on my own. I have to have faith. God's in faith. So fear plus God, I get the courage to walk. And in the end, I get to look and I get to say, thank you, God, for the fear. Because it drew me near to you. Fear draws me near. And I absolutely love that, because I didn't get any of that sitting at the tables of Alcoholics Anonymous 3.5 years sober. I am ready to drink. I'd planned on drinking that night. Money was in the pocket, knew where I was going, knew exactly what I was going to do. Something better happen in this meeting. I better feel happy, joyous, and free. And whatever you guys are talking about, this, there ain't no God. There ain't no God. And this woman walks in. This woman walks in carrying her big book. People don't do that around my area. They don't carry big books anymore. And when you carry a big book, you're called a thumper, right? But she opened it up to 44 and she asked him those two questions. You know, if you think you can stop entirely forever, or if, when, do you have a little control, choice and control? And then she goes, she said, let's play a game. She didn't know me. She sat down next to the table. She opened her book. She had all this writing in it. And I was highlighting in it, and that drew my attention. Go to your face-to-face fellowships. Carry your book. Carry your transcribed book. Put a fear in them and let them know God's right in here, man, to help them. But anyway, that's what drew me into Big Book Awakening. Those two questions on 44. And then the next night, my part of my work in after my face-to-face work, I'm the treasurer for our central office. So part of my requirements is to go to four different face-to-face meetings. There's 300 different groups in my area. So I go to four different meetings, face-to-face meetings. And I'm scared every time I go in. I have another layer of fear now because I've just gotten over COVID for the fifth time. I've had every vaccine. You know, I'm just a COVID magnet. I get it. I mean, I'm just going to get it. So I have a fear of that when I walk into these face-to-face meetings now. But my big fear is that I'm not going to be able to transmit a message of anything. I will be void. So before I go into these meetings, thank you that we have a set-aside prayer. I said a set-aside prayer before I clicked on this link to get into this meeting. Because I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm scared. I really am. I have a fear of speaking in public. I have a fear of my face being in a square. I have a fear of just talking. So that evil and corroding thread, you know, they say on 68 should be classified with stealing, and it should in my life, because it robs me of minutes, moments. It paralyzes me and I can't do anything. And it's horrible. Thank you. We have step 10. I just love step 10. We're going to review our fears thoroughly. Thank you. That's where our fear grid came from. I'm going to put them on paper, and I'm not even going to think about the resentment that they came from anymore. And that's the magic of our extended third column, where we include the fears, because it sets them down in my mind. It sets them down in two separate things. So when I get to the fear grid, I don't even look at anything else on the page. I just look at that one column. For me, it's very, very easy to transfer that information to the fear grid. And then I actually have to put myself in the play of the fear. I have a fear of not being a good enough mom. Okay, Dylan, you're not a good enough mom. What happened? Well, and then my fear is that my children will be addicted. Just like me. Oh my gosh, my children are addicted. Now what do I do? I'm so scared. They might not find recovery. Okay, I got addicted kids and now I have recovery. Well, now what? Well, now I have a fear that they're not going to have a God. They're not going to get what I have. I can't give that to them. But I can bring them to one of you and you can talk to them. And they'll get it. They'll get every time one of you guys talk to, I have two addicted children. Every time one of you guys talk to one of them, I can say the same thing. You can say exactly the same thing. They listen to you. They don't listen to me. I'm their mom. They don't listen to me. So I get that part of working with others. Take my family to someone who can help them, because I can't. I can't. And I waste a lot of time and effort and energy trying to control whatever happens to them or fix whatever I think I did. Oh my gosh, the time I waste in that and the fear that I'm not going to be able to make it right. But truly, it's God that makes it right. I don't make anything right. I can't make anything right. I can't make anything good without on my own. This is what I found at an inventory. I'm so grateful for our inventory. So we put them on paper. Thank you for the fear grid. And then we realized, wasn't it all because self-reliance failed me? Self-reliance did do a lot of stuff for me while I was out there using. When I'm out there thinking, when I'm out there trying to, man, I tell you what, when I finished my CODA steps, this is my life. I met my husband when I was 7 and he was 4. I'm 66 years old. I'm married. We will, this month, we will celebrate 39 years of marriage. Talk about enmeshment. Talk about needing someone needing CODA. Thank you that we have this process. I did not realize I was enmeshed. I did not realize that I thought I couldn't live another minute without this man who's been in my life all my life. Our parents were best friends. So growing up, 6 of 7 days of the week, we were together doing something, bowling or fishing or hunting or whatever. And then we went to church on Sunday. So he has always been somewhere in my life. To break free of that and be free, and first to realize that I was there, first to realize that, to have that realization in inventory, that blew me away. When I did my CODA steps in BBA, that blew me away. And then to actually break free. Thank you. I feel so lifted today, and I feel so less fearful. I can stand on my own 2 feet, guys. I can do things on my own. I do not need another human being today. Oh my gosh, please don't make me cry. But I just got done with my steps about a year ago in CODA. And I took a trip to San Diego to meet a whole lot of BBA people. Wow, how cool is that? All by myself. I did the plane tickets. I did the room. I did the everything. And he was like, oh, he was fearful. My whole family was fearful because I'd never been to California. Never, they don't know any of y'all. And here I am going to be going where, doing what. So the only thing I did do for them is I did this life three or this 360 thing on my phone where they could track wherever I was, wherever I went while I was there. That was the magic thing for them. So, hey, it didn't matter to me. I knew where I was going and I knew where I was going to be. What did God do for this alcoholic in the town where she doesn't know anybody? Thank you, God. But I need other people.
5 minutes remaining, Tony.
Okay, thank you. I get an Airbnb and it's a beautiful little thing, a little cottage, nice little sitting area. And I asked the gentleman, I said, would it be okay if I had some ladies over for tea some morning or afternoon? Is that okay? And he goes, huh. Or do you know anybody, or do you know a set of guys that smoke cigars and drink coffee? Because they rent this little place. And then he goes, are you FOBW, friend of Bill Wilson? I'm like, yeah, about 13 years. And he goes, oh, would you mind if my wife comes and has tea with your friends? I said, sure, no problem. She has 27 years in the program. I have 32. God put me with recovered people. Thank you, God. Because I didn't know I needed. I mean, I knew I didn't know about my COVID thing yet. That was still fresh. And I am so grateful. So grateful today to not be, to first of all, be able to recognize that it is fear. And that fear can lead me all different places. I have a fear of mice. I don't know why I have a fear of mice. But we had 3 mice come in the house. What does Stoney do? Donnie doesn't even see the mouse. But my husband says, honey, don't come in the kitchen. I just saw a mouse. I went from my chair in the living room to a chair in the kitchen, jumped on the chair and started screaming. I never saw the mouse. That is fear. And that is why, that was my knee-jerk reaction. And that's crazy. But that's what fear does for me around that issue. And it's silly. I know that, but I'm going to, for some reason, I just react to that. I'm asking God to lift that for me because it's a little thing. And then it says, perhaps there's a better way we think so. I'm now on a different basis. Thank you, God. I'm on the basis of trusting and relying on you, God. Thank you. I trust you, God, you infinite thing, rather than myself. Thank you, God. I am in the world to play the role you assign. Thank you, God. Just to the extent that I could do what you want me happening and humbly rely on you. You enable me to meet calamity with serenity. And that for me is the end of fear. I get to meet calamity with serenity in my life. That didn't happen for a long, long, long time. I started in prayer and I like to end in prayer. So if you'll go with me for just a moment. Oh, great spirit, whose voice I hear in the winds and whose breath gives life to all the world. Hear me. I need your strength and wisdom. Let me walk in beauty. Make my eyes ever hold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made and my ears sharp to hear your voice. Make me wise so that I may understand the things you have taught my people. Let me learn the lessons you have hidden in every leaf and rock. Help me remain calm and strong in the face of all that comes towards me. Help me find compassion without empathy overwhelming me. I seek strength not to be greater than my brother or my sister, but to fight my greatest enemy, myself. Make me always ready to come to you with clean hands and straight eyes, so when life fades as the fading sunset, my spirit may come to you without shame. Mado, mado, magi, makwot, shikoki, aho, amen. Thank you. I'm Donnie. I'm a grateful recovered alcoholic. I appreciate you inviting me today. I pass.
Thank you.